Well, in Everett, one problem that city leaders see is aggressive panhandling, so they're increasing the penalty. This new law makes it a misdemeanor punishable with jail time. The ACLU has been critical of the move against aggressive panhandling. They're considering a lawsuit against the city. David Hall is the deputy city prosecutor for Everett, and he told me what the city hopes to accomplish with this ordinance.
Aggressive panhandling is panhandling with the intent to intimidate somebody into giving money.
So if it's not intimidating someone, it's okay?
Correct.
What's it look like? Give me an example.
It's like a lot of crimes where intent is an element of the crime. It's clear when you see it. You know, if somebody comes up to you in a dark parking lot and you're putting your groceries away and they say, gee, I could really use $5, and you say, sorry, I don't have any right now, and they say, well, you got some pretty nice-looking groceries in there. I think you can give me $5. You know, that might be panhandling with intent to intimidate.
I don't have to tell you as a lawyer, it's pretty hard to determine what someone's intent is, isn't it?
Well, and in fact, one of the ironies here is that by adding the element of intentionality, we're actually making it more difficult to prosecute.
Why?
Well, because, as you've pointed out, it is not easy to prove intent, and we've made that an element of the crime, and it is now a requirement that we show intent. Now, that, of course, is an element of a lot of crimes, but it requires both that the behavior is such that a reasonable person would feel intimidated and that the panhandler intended to intimidate.
Well, if we use the example that you gave a little bit earlier, what if the panhandler said, no, I didn't intend to intimidate. I just wanted some money.
Well, I think, you know, we ask judges and juries to make those determinations all of the time. Under the circumstances, I think most people would conclude that under those circumstances, the panhandler intended to intimidate.
Now, as you're aware, people say this is criminalizing homelessness. What do you say to that?
I say that that is absolutely not the case. You know, we've got to get beyond we've got to get to a point in our discussion where not everything is black and white, either or. You know, we can protect our citizens against the occasional intimidating tactics without being anti-homeless. We are spending a lot of money, putting a lot of effort into doing meaningful things to help people get out of homelessness, to get out of poverty. And the fact that we want to tighten up our aggressive panhandling ordinance to better get at those several instances a year that we have that involve that behavior does not mean that we are criminalizing homelessness.
How common is this in Everett? Are you hearing reports of this every day?
You know, no. It is not that common, and I think it has been, the importance of it has been kind of blown out of proportion, because this is not a ban on panhandling across the board. It applies to a very small subset of panhandling. We get complaints now and then, and we wanted to tighten up our ordinance. It's an ordinance that we already have in the books. The amendment that we passed clarifies it a bit, but it is not something that happens frequently.
Yes, I understand it. As you just mentioned, you already have a law against aggressive panhandling that made it punishable by just a fine. Why was that not sufficient?
Well, because, as you can imagine, people in this population are not very deterred by a fine. You know, threatening somebody with a ticket and a fine does not have much effect. And the intent is not to put people in jail by making it punishable by jail. The intent is to give us some leverage to put some teeth in the ordinance to make it more enforceable. And what we would really like to do in the ideal circumstance is to use the threat of jail time to get somebody to accept an offer of diversion, to go into treatment or accept services to help them to start making progress to actually get out of that lifestyle. Our goal here is not to put more people in jail.
Do you have the diversion services available?
Absolutely. It's something that our office has been doing for the past several years, is moving away from a punishment model of misdemeanor prosecution to a rehabilitation model. And we have we use diversions and deferred sentences whenever possible.
Now, the ACLU sent the city of Everett a letter trying to discourage this ordinance, and they wrote that the measure is, quote, unconstitutional, ineffective, and unnecessarily costly and punitive. What do you say to that?
Well, the ACLU is an advocacy group, and they have a very narrow focus, and that, of course, is their right. They advocate for free speech rights. Of course, are very concerned about protecting people's freedom of speech, but we have a wider range of interests that we need to be concerned with, and one of those interests is protecting our citizens against panhandling in a manner that intimidates them. We have very carefully tailored this to be consistent with the most current case law, and we feel that it is absolutely defensible.
How will you know a year after this new aggressive panhandling punishment is put in place that it's worked? What will be the signs that, yep, we did the right thing?
Well, I think if we have fewer people saying to us, I've been hassled in parking lots putting away my groceries, and when I call the police, they say I can't do anything. I think if we have more people saying, thank you, I've called the police for help with this, and they have come and they have told the individual that they can't do this, or they have made an arrest, then I think that will be a success. But like I say, that's not something that happens every day. Our more frequent issue is with just garden variety panhandling, and that is not something we're going to regulate, although we are going to encourage people to make donations to service organizations rather than directly to panhandlers on the corner.
Everett Deputy City Prosecutor David Hall telling us about a new ordinance in Everett that treats aggressive panhandling as a misdemeanor, punishable with jail time. This is The Record. I'm Ross Reynolds.